Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Between the chapter on the various types, different types of good actions and good deeds. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al-imanu bid'u wa sab'una, u bid'u wa sittuna shu'bat, fa'afdaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatul adha'i ani tariqi, wal haya'u shu'batun minal iman, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iman has more than 70. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that iman has more than 60 branches. The best of them is to witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And the least of them is to remove a harmful object from the path. And modesty is also a branch of iman. So this saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that iman has more than 70 branches or more than 60 branches tells us that how many different types of branches, how many different types of good deeds they are. If iman has more than 70 branches or more than 60 branches, that shows us how many different types of good deeds they are. This is how it ties up with this chapter that we are doing. And the best of them is to say la ilaha illallah. In other words, to firmly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best of them. Why? Because now this takes a person out of disbelief. And he brings a person into belief. A person may have committed 100 years of sin. He may have been a sinner his whole life. But one time he says the kalima with faith. He says the kalima with full faith. Then what that happens? All that past sins now are forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. This is the strength and the power of this kalima that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that to remove a harmful, in other words, the lowest form of iman, you're just discussing the 70 different branches or 60 different branches, the lowest form of iman is that a person just removes a harmful object from the path. It's a sign that this person has got iman. He knows that somebody will get hurt, somebody will get injured, somebody will be inconvenienced by something harmful on the path. He moves it. It's a sign that this person has got belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has got some consideration. Nobody must get affected, nobody must get harmed. Let me take that person into consideration. He moves a harmful object from the path. It's a sign that this person has got some belief in his heart. And then last part, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Wal haya'u shu'batun minal iman." Haya is a branch of iman. Now why specifically haya out of, here we're talking about 60 or 70 branches? Ulama explain is haya is such a quality that if a person has got this modesty in his life, he's got this shame in his life, that will cause him to uphold all the other branches of iman. This person has got some shyness in his life. That Allah Ta'ala that has given me everything, how can I disobey that Allah? How can I disobey him? He's got that shyness that I mustn't be embarrassed in this world. My Allah mustn't see me doing something wrong in this world. And he's got that shyness on a day of Qiyamah. I mustn't have to account. I mustn't have to be embarrassed on the day of Qiyamah. So he's worried about this world. He's worried about that world. That is the beauty of haya, of true haya. What is the highest form of haya? That Allah yaraka maulak haythu yanhaq. That your Allah, that Allah that has given you everything, he doesn't see you doing anything that he has prevented you from doing. This is the highest form of iman. That all the time a person is worried and concerned that Allah that has created me, that Allah is taking care of me, that Allah will take care of my future, he mustn't see me doing anything that he has caused me or asked me to stay away from. How can I do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then one other thing we learn from this is that a person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment, whether he is in privacy or whether he is in public. His private life and his public life is all the same. I once asked my Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, I asked him that it must be difficult that all the time the students are looking at you in madrasa, asking you, sometimes you're in a masjid, sometimes you're in a talk, wherever you're going, you seem to be like the highlight. Is it like difficult? So he gave a nice answer. He said, that person whose private life and public life is the same, then there's nothing difficult for him. There isn't like two standards that he has to have, that in public I have to be at a certain standard, in private I have to be at a certain standard. Whatever standard he's got, that's his standard. All the time he's conscious of Allah Ta'ala, whether he's private or whether he's public. This was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, that their public life, private life was all the same. There wasn't two standards that they have. Today you find politicians and others that when they are doing their rallies and doing their speeches, they're displaying one thing, and the private life you find, it's something else. So this is what a true believer is, that all the time he is conscious and all the time he is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This quality of haya is something that is is a very good quality to have. It's a very protective quality. Therefore in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْ. That if this quality of shame, modesty leaves you, then do as you please. In other words, after that, there's no limit that you can fall. You can go below animals also, and your behavior can be worse than animals if you don't have shame in you. If you got this haya in you, it can cause you to ascend and ascend and ascend and even overtake the malaika. If ulama give an example, that this haya is like a covering, that covering of that apple or that covering of the banana, the covering of that orange, of any fruit you take, that when the covering is there, that fruit stays in a good condition. Take out that peel of that apple, in a short period of time you see that apple will go away brown, that banana will go away brown, the covering of the other fruit also will start changing, or the fruit itself will start changing when that covering is out. So similarly, when haya is taken out of a person, then he starts spoiling. A good person gets spoiled very quickly when this covering of haya is not there. May Allah Ta'ala give us this haya, give us this quality, and allow us to practice upon it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.